Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
Welcome to the I Can't Even Podcast.
What's up, Kantians? I'm back. This is episode 71, if you're keeping up with it. I want to start off this episode. Sorry, didn't mean to pause. And let me make sure that you guys can actually hear me, because this microphone is really far away from my face today. So let's see if I can actually get it a little bit closer. Here, I'll even... Ah, that's not going to work. Oh, should have prepared a little bit more. Sorry, guys. Okay, now I'm all set up. So I'm going to start this episode with just like a harebrained idea that I came up with a few nights ago when I was in the shower. I got pretty plastered when I came home from work. Not on purpose, just, you know, the beers got away from me. And I'm like, you know what? I should just, like, once a week or every so often publish a series called Drunken Rants, where I, by myself or maybe with other people, but right now by myself, just get fucking trashed and give you a scale of like 1 to 10 on how drunk I think I am, and just off the fly talk about random shit for about 15 minutes. Or longer. I think that episode was almost 30 minutes long. Now, those are not going to be just publicly posted. They will be behind a paywall, mainly because I will be talking about more of like, not behind the scenes shit, because there's really nothing that goes on behind the scenes. Like, it really is pretty straightforward. If you see my live video that I recorded just like 10 minutes ago, right? And I posted it on Instagram. I'm usually making notes probably about 30 minutes, an hour before I record. And that's it. And then I put it all together and duh. But the paywall is really just to protect me, right? If you really are like a fan, you're interested in supporting me, helping me get some better equipment, maybe like better programs that will help me manage social media, manage the podcast, whatever, right? That's what those videos are for. They're for your entertainment. It's for the paid supporters. I'll probably have none, and that's fine, but those will be behind that paywall. So I have to figure it out, because I know Anchor partnering with, well, they're owned by Spotify, but Spotify just bought like a new company that acts as like a Patreon, and they're in the process of embedding that with Anchor. So that series will start whenever. I'll launch that whenever it's available to me, or maybe I'll start a Patreon. I'll have to figure that all out. But keep your eyes out for that. That should be pretty fun. So if you're wanting to see me, like right now, I'm stone cold sober. It's almost 4 o'clock here on a Saturday. I'm drinking water. I've been drinking nothing but water, a Rockstar, and some liquid IV. That's it. So you're not getting anything wild out of me in this episode, not even remotely close. But in that episode, I was shithouse, and I had a lot of fun talking about random shit. And those also, hopefully, are pretty short episodes as well. So keep your eye out for that. All right, let's get into this main topic I want to talk about. Something a little bit more relatable for bigger people. Okay, and if you're offended by that, I'm sorry. Right, I'm a fat guy. And I recognize that I am much bigger than I used to be. But I'm also a lot smaller than I once was. If that makes any sense. Like, if you knew me in high school and like through college, like the first half of college, I'm much bigger than I was back then. But if you met me maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I'm like 60 pounds lighter than I was just then, like just a year ago. So the reason why I bring that up is that, you know, bigger people, right? We got big thighs and they tend to rub together when it gets hot and sweaty outside. And oh my God, I used to experience it all the time knocking doors for my old company. And that would get, it would get so bad some days where I would almost be limping back to my car or limping back to the spot at the end of the day to get picked up by someone. And it wasn't until I started using like Gold Bond body powder that it fixed that. Well, I ran out of that, and I use it pretty religiously if I know I'm going to sweat. I'm a carpenter. I'm going to sweat almost every single day. If I'm not sweating, I'm not working hard, right? Or it's just that fucking cold outside where it's like, I'm not sweating. But the beginning of the week, God, Tuesday was 95, 96 degrees. And we're working in this building. I don't want to divulge too much because I don't know really how much I can share about the project. It's not top secret or anything, but I'm so new to this. I don't know. But anyways, we're putting up this apartment complex and all the insulation's in, the siding's going up on the exterior. We're doing the interior drywall inside. So we're rocking and rolling, busting our asses to get that done. And the windows have to stay shut to keep everything kind of dry. It's humid up here in the Pacific Northwest. And they also have heaters running through the building to keep it all dry. So besides like two openings on each side of the building, like windows, right? Not much airflow. So it gets really hot. And Monday, I ran out of all my body powder. And oh my goodness, just a miserable day. And because of Tuesday, I suffered all the way up until Thursday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, all of Thursday, Friday morning, Thursday evening, I finally went out and got some. And it was purely out of laziness. Like purely. I still haven't even gotten the body powder that I like. I just went and bought like cheap baby powder from Winco. Just because that's what they had. But I bring that up because I feel like that's a relatable thing for people. It's like, how bad does your rash get where it's like, I cannot walk. I'm walking like a cowboy. I'm already bow-legged. So I already kind of like walk with a little bit of waddle, or it looks like I would walk with a little bit of waddle. But man, on those days, it gets so, so bad. If you have any suggestions for me where like, you know, no shame, tell me like what will work for you to keep that area nice and dry and doesn't rub on it and it doesn't chafe and all that. Please let me know. Do not feel embarrassed to give me those pointers. I'm telling this to a podcast sharing this with a podcast that reaches around the world. I don't care. I have no shame. I need help. But now on to less embarrassing topics. Let's talk about the semifinals. So the NBA playoffs are up and running. For my sports fans, this is a pretty exciting round two coming up. So a pretty exciting semifinals because this is the first time since 2010 that Steph Curry and LeBron James are not advancing in the playoffs. So Steph Curry, the Warriors, my poor, poor Warriors, that's my team. They didn't even like make the break, right? I mean, they were cut off before the playoffs started. And that's okay. We're going to come back. Klay's going to get better. He's going to be fine, right? May not be the beginning of next season, but he's coming back. And once we can get him back and going, I have a feeling that my Warriors are going to get back into the playoffs strong next season. But also LeBron James. So the Lakers are out too, which I don't think many people expected. I think pretty much everyone was unanimously agreeing that, yeah, the Lakers look really, really strong, really strong. And that just wasn't the case. Anthony Davis is just not 100%. I don't know where his head's at, right? I know he's not tip top right now, but it was really like, I don't know. I kind of blame AD for not stepping up to the plate. But they lost, and that's kind of a shocker. I mean, that means these younger guys and some of these vets that have been around, you know, it's their time to step up. It's their time to shine. And that's kind of cool, because when you have, 10 seasons where it's one or the other guy's team going to the finals, it gets really, really annoying, right? And I'm a Warriors fan. I jumped on that bandwagon. I would say probably about 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago. And no shame. It's because I loved Curry. I loved the way he played. And I was a point guard too. And I had a great shot. So I was like, I like his game. And I didn't have the Seattle Supersonics to root for anymore. So I didn't really have a team. I just kind of watched basketball with no like team to back. So that was it. But it's strange. Strange to not see my team in the playoffs. It's strange to see the Lakers and LeBron James be taken out so early, right, in the first round of the playoffs. But yeah, they got whatever. So we got Phoenix and Denver, right? And I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this. This is kind of new. I don't really talk about sports too much because I'm not a stats guy. I'm not someone who sits there and watches Sports Center and tries to remember every single fucking point of data that they bring up on the screen. I don't even watch Sports Center. I just watch the sport. And most of my viewing is on YouTube highlights. So bear with me. I don't watch the whole games. I don't have time to keep up with all of it. But let me know what you guys think. Who's going to advance into the next round? So we got Phoenix versus Denver. Personally, I think the Phoenix Suns are going to keep going. I think they have a really strong team. Of course, Denver is very strong, but I think Phoenix is going to move on. Milwaukee versus Brooklyn. This is a toss up. I think it's Giannis's time to like really get a championship ring. I think it's his time to move on. And I honestly am kind of rooting for Milwaukee. Brooklyn Nets, because they're such a new entity, they're such a new team, it would be really neat to see them go all the way and win it all. But I think they're going to be stopped at Milwaukee. I mean, Milwaukee just has a powerhouse of players. Brooklyn does too, right? But we'll see. The Milwaukee also has a lot of chemistry that has been building up for years, whereas the Brooklyn Nets, not so much. And I think that's going to hurt them in the long run this season. Then we got Philly and ATL. It's kind of cool to see Philadelphia in the playoffs, and Atlanta. That one's a total toss up to me, but I don't think Trae Young has enough to beat Philly. And that's really who carries this team. So I don't know. That one's kind of up in the air. And then, of course, we have Utah going against whoever wins between LA Clippers and Dallas Mavericks. I think, honestly, if you want my honest opinion about that game or that series that's coming up, I think the Clippers are going to have it, mainly because of Leonard. I think the dude's a robot. We all know what he's capable of doing during clutch time. And this is generally when he shines. This is generally when he turns it on and goes full throttle and does it very stoically. So, but if I'm rooting for the team that I really want to win out of that series, is the Dallas Mavericks. And that's because I'm a huge Mark Cuban fan. I really just want to see them succeed. I think it's been a while since the Mavericks have been in the finals. I mean, I think probably since Dirk, right? So sometime Dirk Nowitzki was a beast and he carried that team for years. and they've kind of been lacking in that. So it'd be kind of cool. They have a lot of young talent that I think could go all the way to the finals. And versus Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell is out for blood. So whoever wins out of LA and Dallas, they got to go up against him. And dude's on fire as of recently. He is hungry for this win. And he should be. And I should preface that Vivint still has the contract on the Smart Home Arena, the Vivint Smart Home Arena, where the Utah Jazz play. So I used to see, we'd be in the arena all the time. You'd see Donovan sometimes walking around, Rudy Gobert. It was kind of cool. And so I have kind of like a personal affinity for the Utah Jazz, but I'm not like a huge, huge fan. But they have a lot of talent. And I think with their current lineup, they could go all the way too. I think they could go up against the Clippers. I think they could go up against the Mavericks. That one's kind of a toss-up. So let me know what you guys think. Again, I'm not a big, like, I don't talk about sports because I can't wow you with data. I can't wow you with specifics because I don't have the time to sit there and watch intricately through it all. I don't. If you're that kind of person, this is not the podcast nor the episode for you, because I'm not going to sit there and debate heavily. But it's kind of cool just to see what your thoughts are on this next round in the playoffs, and who you think is going to keep advancing further and further. If I'm going to put it like on the money, who's going to win the entire thing and win the NBA championships, I think it's going to be Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to call it, right? I'm not an expert, but I think Milwaukee is going to win. So, yeah, I really need to get bumpers. That's what I need to get. So you guys heard the new intro. It's quirky. I like it. I talk about it in Drunken Rants. And I had the opportunity when I commissioned this to get bumpers. So like little things within the episode that can transition, like I have for Two Random Facts. That's a bumper. It kind of just keeps progressing instead of me segueing like, and the next topic. So, I'll get to that. Again, this has been a work in progress for a couple of years now, a year and a half now. I really don't know how long I've been doing this. But I'll get better. I'm not a professional broadcaster yet, but I'll get better. So since I don't have a bumper, I'm just going to go next topic. Next, please. Reels on Instagram. This is kind of cool. So this is what I'm going to wrap up the episode with before Two Random Facts. But Reels, never really used it before, never really posted anything before. But it's basically the competition's Instagram's attempt at competing against TikTok. Sorry, had a huge brain fart. And I watch Reels videos all the time, and they're so entertaining. And a lot of them are TikTok videos that are then posted to Reels, which is fine. And I posted the first one that my buddy Kyle, shout out Kyle. Hey, bud. He recorded me Friday at work, me dancing. And it was because it was the first Friday in a long time besides the Memorial Day weekend, right? Which was just last weekend. But for several weeks, we had been working Saturday. So we've been working 5 9s. So Monday through Friday, we were working 9 hour days. And then Saturdays, we were working 8 hour days. And that was getting, I mean, I like the money, I like working, but that was getting like really rough. And so this Friday, there was no special occasion. It's just we're caught up on the project. So it was like, I'm going to start dancing. And you guys loved it. I posted that shit this morning. And within a few hours, like I know within the first hour I got like 500 views, but then within like 4 hours I got over 1,000 views, and now it's sitting at let's see, I don't want it to play. Let's see what it's at right now, because I thought that was so interesting. I'm trying to play around with the new social media stuff because I just don't ever do that. I'm not that interesting. The fact that people still listen to this podcast blows my mind still. And I appreciate everything you guys do for this podcast. It's awesome. So I didn't do it to Icont Even. So it's on my personal page, Lakota Tow, LAKOTATOW, if you want to check it out. But let's see. I am sitting at 1,100 views on that video. And then I posted another one like probably about an hour and a half ago, and it's sitting at 70 views. Like, it's kind of cool. I don't know if it was just because it was my first one or whatever. Like, I only have like 181 followers on my personal Instagram. So that's kind of cool. Reels is kind of like a way to like really branch out and hit a demographic that you normally don't. And that's why I'm trying to branch out to more of this new social media tools. So thank you guys for everyone who watched the Reels video. And I'm going to try and figure out creative, entertaining content for the Icont Even Reels. But yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I'm not that entertaining. I'm really not that interesting. My life is pretty like run of the mill, right? I have a career, I have a great wife. Her and I, like, I think really the exciting things are her and I going out and doing stuff like hikes and like traveling. But I'm not very good at taking the pictures and then posting those pictures for you guys. I'm not. I'll take them. I don't ever post them. It's like I'm just taking them just for me. But you guys probably want to see that stuff too. So I will get better at that. I promise. So with all of that, let's get to the classic favorite. Jesus, that did not upload well. That is slow as shit. Huh. I wonder why I did that. Anyways, two random facts. I'll have to fix that. I'm not going to fix it in this episode, but I'll fix it for future episodes. I should have tested it before. I have a little digital soundboard here that I use. I'm aspiring to have like an actual soundboard with professional mics and stuff. I don't have that yet. And it's because I really don't have the funds for it. Yeah. I guess I do. I'm just being, I don't know. It'll happen. Well, when you guys start watching the Drunken Rant series, I'll definitely update shit for sure. Anyways, let's get to these random facts. So the first one was actually pretty interesting. I was running down the list. I still have the list pulled up, so I'll actually read all of them. But the longest running TV show is not like General Hospital, which I thought it was a soap opera. They're on the list, but it's actually The Tonight Show. So The Tonight Show has been going on for 67 years. That's crazy. Of course, there's been different hosts, but it's always been The Tonight Show. And I always thought it would be like General Hospital or The Simpsons. I always thought those were like had been on much longer. But The Simpsons is on the very last. So it's 1 through 20. The Simpsons are the very last. They've been around for 32 years, which is a long time for a show to be on, especially an animated adult sitcom. And they were just beat by Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which went on for 33 years. 33 years. I watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I could have swore it was only on for like, you know, maybe a handful of years when I was growing up. But no, it had been on for 33 years. That's fucking crazy. And I know you guys are curious, so I'm going to pull up the list right now and I will read you guys the entire list, okay? So of course, first we have The Tonight Show, 67 years. Number two, Coronation Street, 61 years. I don't know what that is. I've never heard of Coronation Street. Here we go. Number three is General Hospital. So I would have thought that would have been first, right? I think that's the longest running soap opera, unless Coronation Street is a soap opera. I don't know. But General Hospital has been around for 58 years. Number four, Guiding Light, 57 years. Number five, Days of Our Lives, another soap opera, 56 years. Number six, As the World Turns, 54 years. Number seven, I'm going to butcher the fuck out of this. Sei Zhan, 52 years. I've never heard of that. I don't know. Is this just like world TV history? I thought this was the United States. Sorry. This might be in the world. Oh, yeah. So the 20 longest running TV shows of all time. So I'm assuming around the world. I should have clarified that. Sorry. Let's see. Number eight, Sesame Street. That's another one that's been around for a long ass time. I didn't know it was 52 years long, but yeah, they've been around for 52. So they're tied with Sei Zhe San. Number nine, Emmerdale, 49 years. Number 10, The Price is Right, 49 years. That's cool. That's been around. The Young and the Restless is number 11 at 48 years. Number 12, Saturday Night Live, 46 years. Did not know SNL has been around that long. I guess that makes sense because they've pumped out a lot of like famous comedians over the years. And that kind of makes sense if you do the math. Number 13, One Life to Live at 45 years. Number 14, one of my grandmother's favorite shows. Shout out, Patty. Doctor Who. 42 years. That's cool. That's another one that doesn't surprise me that's been around that long. All right, we got five more. Number 15, All My Children, 41 years. 16, Wheel of Fortune, 38 years. 17, Jeopardy, 37 years. 18, The Bold and the Beautiful, 34 years. And then, of course, you got Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, 33, and The Simpsons, 32. So I guess that was six more. That's kind of cool. I mean, and most of those shows are based in the United States, if not all of them. There was at least like six that I was like, I've never heard of that. It's interesting. Glad I got to share that with y'all. And fact number two. That was a long-winded fact. Sorry, maybe next time if there's a long list, I will just zip through it. But I thought the added commentary would be entertaining. But fact number two, in 1953, Swanson had 260 tons of frozen turkey left over after Thanksgiving. So they packaged them into trays with peas and potatoes, and the TV dinner was born. So 1953, it was because Swanson just had so much fucking frozen turkey. They're like, you know what? Instead of us taking a hit on this and our profits, right, for this quarter, let's some brilliant dude. You know, it was like probably some young cat trying to make it big in Swanson at the board meeting and was like, you know what? Here's a brilliant idea. Why don't we just like flash freeze these fuckers with like some added sides and we'll resell them? That's brilliant. That's so brilliant. Oh, that's a way to think outside the box. So, yeah, if you guys thought those facts were pretty interesting, let me know. I'm trying to get better at like finding some obscured facts, not like, oh, the reason why the blue whale is the largest whale or largest animal on Earth. Everyone knows that. I want to find some obscure ass facts that make you guys kind of like think like, I didn't know that. That's very strange. It's very weird. So if you guys thought those were pretty cool, please let me know. You can leave a review on Apple or leave a comment on Instagram or Facebook, however way. You can shoot an email at icontevenblog@gmail.com or however. I mean, you could DM me on the socials. Let me know what I'm doing. You know, I'm always up for criticism. I want to get better. So, yeah. Damn, I am so tired. I got to bring more energy. Bah! Hey! Now it's the end of the episode. So, I will talk to you guys next week. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, all of the above. Share it with your friends. Down in the description box, there's always a place where you can support the podcast. If you want to do a one-time donation, that's fine. Or you can subscribe to it. It's like $1, $5, $10 a month or whatever. Anything helps. That would be awesome, guys. Oh, another thing. So I was making money, a little bit of money. I'd only made like, I don't care. I've made a little bit of money with the ad for Anchor. I turned that off. If you guys listen to the old episodes, they're still on there. So I'll still get paid for that. That's great. Thank you. But I'm turning them off for the future episodes because really it's just fucking cheesy. And I don't know how to make their script entertaining, and sound genuine. I love Anchor. Anchor has been awesome. That's the way I'm able to publish this podcast. They're my host. But it's just cheesy. So I'm turning it off. So I'm not making any more money on this podcast unless you guys do support. So please, if you like what I'm doing, you know, there's two ways to support. There's going to be a third way, but right now there's two. You can donate to the podcast on that support link. So you can click on that link. If you don't see it there, you can go to the podcast page, anchor.fm/iContEven. That will bring you there, and there'll be a button that says support. Or you can buy some merch. So there'll be another link for the merch. You can also find it on my link tree on all my socials. That, of course, a portion goes to the manufacturers of the merchandise, but then I get the rest. So if you guys really want to support this podcast, you know, those are two ways to financially support my endeavors for this show and help it get better, help it sound a little bit more professional than just a rink-a-dink show that I'm doing literally just in my living room next to my bookshelf, one of my many bookshelves. Oh, shit. Okay, sorry. I'll talk about it in another episode. Hey, here's a cliffhanger. I got something really exciting to share, and it's just because I'm a nerd. Anyways, guys, I will talk to y'all next week. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.